Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning, can I welcome you to a very important on radio called Church on Air. Let me give God the glory for all that God has done for us in the month of June. We are right now toward the end of the month. I want to thank God for all that God has done for us this month. I give God the glory for His divine visitation in our lives. And I thank God for all those who actually, one way or the other, get connected to us through this program. I bless the Lord for the impact that the program is making upon our lives. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. Can you please help me to invite somebody or call somebody that this program, Church on Air, is on this channel. That it's time for God even to bless us again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Last week of sometimes we've been discussing on divine visitation. And you know, we were talking on 10 things to expect under divine visitation. We say, you know, for time of visitation is a time of great sacrifice. We have discussed that. Also, we said that, you know, by the grace of God, long-standing problems are solved cheaply. Like the case of Hannah, you know, when God visited her. We say that in divine visitation, tears are wiped away and frustrations are turned to celebration. And that is what I believe concerning you. Also, we say that in divine visitation, you know, prayers are answered. You know, God answers people's prayer. Like He answered Abraham's prayer, we also say that in divine visitation, God's prophecies and prophecies are fulfilled. I know that every prophecy in your life shall be fulfilled. And lastly, we said last week that when God visits, abundance is released. You know, no more scarcity, but in a time of fullness. And this is your portion as we have prayed last week in the name of Jesus. So today, I'm going to continue on 10 things to expect in divine visitation. 10 things to expect in divine visitation. Now let's open our Bible this morning to the book of Exodus chapter 3. We are going to read verses 7 and 8. Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Yes.
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivatites and the Jebusites.
Oh my, can you see what God is saying this year? Bible says, God said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people. So it means that God knows what you are passing through. This morning, I want you to know, people may not know your condition. People may not know what you are passing through, but God is aware. God knows your problems. He knows your afflictions. He knows everything by the time you pray. That is why you need to pray to God, you see, so that He can bring solution to every problem of your life. Can you see now? God said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. So God can see. So God can see. So God knows you. So God knows what you are passing through right now. You know, and God said, you know, He said, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrow. So God is saying, you know, I've heard their cry. Their cry is their prayer. You know why you are dying in silence? Because you can't pray. You know why God has not responded to you? Because you have not prayed. You know, God said, I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. Who is that taskmaster over your life? Who is that devil manipulating your life? Who is that devil controlling your life? This morning, you know, I clear them out of the way in the name of Jesus Christ. Who is that taskmaster that is affecting your life? God is able to deliver you right now. Now, Bible says, for I know their souls. Now, in verse 8, that's where we are going. God now said, and I have come down. Wow. I have come down to what? The purpose is to deliver them out of the hand of their enemies. This morning, God is coming down to deliver you. Now, what is the meaning of that? The meaning of that is that when there is divine visitation, deliverance is inevitable. When there is divine deliverance is inevitable. God now said, see, I have come down. God is coming down to this nation, Nigeria. God is coming down for deliverance. You know, look at all the horrible things happening in Nigeria. Look at all the news. Look at, you know, the evils happening all over this nation. I tell you, in the name of Jesus, God is coming down. God is coming down to deliver this nation. You know, the founder of this nation is God. And he's the one that has solution to every problem. People of God, that you are hearing me this morning, why can't we go on our knees? Why can't we pray the more? Like the children of Israel, when they were in Egypt, how they prayed, and God intervened. Oh, I see God coming to this nation, Nigeria. I see God intervening in all these political, social, and economic problems in Nigeria. I see God, you know, bringing good security to this nation, Nigeria. I can see it. But we have to pray. You see, Bible says, if my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. He said, there, you know, God will deliver the land. The Lord is coming to this land. The Lord is delivering this land in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says, you know, he said, I will deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Not that one alone. And he said, and I will bring them up out of that land into a good land and large. Hey, there is, you know, a divine placement that God is taking you to. You know why I'm happy this morning? I'm happy because you won't die at this small level. You know, you won't die at this smallness. You are still going somewhere. You are still going higher. You are still going larger. And that is you in the name of Jesus Christ. That says, you know, I will bring them to a good land. And a large. I will say, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Wow. So, God has a better plan for you. Can you see now? So, don't kill yourself. Don't think too much. He has a better plan for you. You know, and that plan is coming to pass right now as I'm speaking. God is gathering things together because of you so that your life will have a meaning. And it's happening to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So when there is divine visitation, deliverance is inevitable. And the work of darkness are destroyed. And that's why I'm telling you about this nation, that every work of darkness shall be destroyed. And miracle that is even difficult ones will start to take place. People will start to see new things happening in your life. People will start to see new things happening with your children. People will start to see new things happening in your business. People will see new things happening in your marriage. Why? Because God of deliverance is coming. He's coming to you right now. He's entering your life right now. He's coming to your house right now. If you believe it, I tell you, it's you I'm talking about in the name of Jesus Christ. So, when there is divine visitation, deliverance is inevitable. And also, when there is divine visitation, God's enemies are destroyed. You know, God is coming against his enemy. Can you see now? God is visiting not only to bless a man, also to destroy all the powers of darkness that are troubling you. You know what he said? He said, in the book of Thessalonians, he said, and I will trouble those that troubled you. God is, you know, coming. God is visiting to trouble the troublers of our lives. God is coming to show them that he's mightier. You know, in the book of Isaiah chapter 26, in verse number 14, Isaiah 26, verse number 14, yes.
They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish.
Yes, you know, the enemy of your life, the enemy of your nation, Bible says, they are dead, and they shall not live. You know, consider every power over your life there today. Consider every power over this nation, Nigeria, there today. Bible says, they are deceased. They shall not rise. God is coming for the purpose of bearing, destroying every enemy from our life. He says, therefore, thou hast visited and destroyed them. God is coming up for judgment. In fact, we are people that believe that Nigeria will enter into a new phase. Nigeria will enter into a new phase. So God said that, you know, when I visit, I will destroy every enemy. I will destroy every enemy, everyone, every power that is against this nation, I will destroy. The people of God, let us initiate this thing by looking unto God, by looking unto heaven, by asking God to come in, and he will surely come in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 29, verse 6 years.
Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and great noise with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire.
Wow. You know, every enemy of your life, Bible says, they shall be visited. Oh, and God said with thunder. Wow. You know, with earthquake. Wow. Great noise with storms and tempests. And the flame of fire. Can you see now? God is coming to take vengeance for his people. God is coming down because of you to arrest all your oppressors. God is coming, you know, to destroy all the plans of the devil against your life. Like he came, you know, in the book of Genesis. Genesis 19, that time he came against Sodom and Gomorrah. And he destroyed them. Can we read it quickly? In Genesis 19, in verse 1, yes.
And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot seeing them rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face towards the ground.
That was the angel that God sent to destroy the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because of their godlessness. Eh? Because of their wickedness. Because of their immorality. Can you see? God sent the angels. Angels of destruction. And these angels came and met Lot, and Lot bowed to them. You know, you too must bow for righteousness. If you don't want to be destroyed, then bow for righteousness. Can you see? Bow for righteousness. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. This morning we are talking about 10 things to expect in divine visitation. And we have said, number one, that, you know, where there is divine visitation, deliverance is inevitable. Number two, we have said that when there is divine visitation, God's enemies are destroyed. Now, number three for today, when there is divine visitation, there is restoration. Hallelujah. There is restoration. When God visits you, he's visiting you to restore you. You see? Because I know that God wants to restore back your marriage, restore back your business. Even if a man of God, he wants to restore back your ministry to you. Things that you have lost. Now, what is restoration? No, restoration is to return to original position. It means to bring back what existed before. That's restoration. Restoration means restitution of something taken away or lost. Something you have lost, or something you know have been taken away. What is restoration? Restoration means divinely turn around your captivity. When God turns your captivity around, you know, what is restoration? Restoration is when God lifts you. Because I know God is about to lift you now. You know, what is restoration? Restoration is when God opened the book of remembrance for you. May God remember you right now. May God restore, you know, every lost glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is God restoring to you this morning? You know, when he visits you. Number one thing is your health. Can we read Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17? God is restoring back your health to you. Yes.
For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound, says the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after.
Wow, God said, can you see, I am going to restore health. I don't know who is hearing this morning. I don't know the health challenge you have. I don't know where you are, either in a house or in the hospital. But look, I am stretching my hands to you right now. I am asking the power of God to start to heal you right now. No matter, you know, the sickness in your body. Because God has come down because of you to set you free from that infirmity this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see? So, He wants to restore back your health. And He's doing that right now. I have, you know, joy in my heart for somebody hearing me this morning, because I know that, you know, this problem, this sickness, this affliction is over your life. That's what God is doing to restore back. Because when God visits, He will restore. He restores back your joy. Somebody hearing me, you have lost your joy. But I know that this morning, your joy is being restored back. In Psalm 51, can we see Psalm 51? Psalm 51 in verse number 12. Psalm 51, verse 12, yes.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit.
All of you that you have lost your salvation, you are backsliding, that your joy is coming back. You know, you are backsliding, that you can't pray again. You know, you are now walking in pollution. You are no more the type of Christian that used to be before. Before, you know, you are the type of Christian that people are thanking God for. But today, you are backsliding. You see, God is visiting you right now. He is restoring back that glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me again. God is restoring back to somebody all the wasted years. All the years you have wasted, all the years the enemy has stopped you from moving forward, all the years that you have not made progress in life. In the book of Joel, Joel chapter number 2, in verse number 25. Joel 2, 25, yes.
And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you.
Wow, look at all this he says. Those instead, they don't eat corn. They don't eat grass. They eat years. So I will restore to you the years that cankerworm, that palmer worm, that locust has eaten your life. Everything that you have lost, the years you have lost, you know, God is bringing them back again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is restoring greatness back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, he said in Isaiah 61, he said, instead of shame, you will have double joy. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, that is why I want you to know that God will restore everything that you have lost before. He's doing them right now. He's doing that right now. That is why if you want God to restore back your life, number one thing, you must kill your pride. If you want God to give you total restoration, kill your pride. Number two, you must pray restoration prayers. And number three, you must repent from your sins. You must repent. You know, after you have prayed, you must repent. And then you must have faith for restoration. You know, you must have faith that God is able to what? To restore you back again. And I see that when God has restored you, I see joy coming to you in Jesus' name. I see you celebrating. I see you standing. I see your position being restored back to you. I can see great joy coming to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what I will say this morning is that when, you know, God visits your life, I'm telling you, restoration will surely follow, which is happening right now. Can you say a bigger amen? I said, can you say a bigger amen? Now, let me continue this message. I want to share with us again, when God visits, what other things also happens? Hallelujah. So another point this morning is that when God visits you, He turns away captivity. He turns away captivity. You know, when the children of Israel, they were in Babylon, at exactly 70 years that God has promised them, God visited them. You know, when the children of Israel, they were in Egypt for 430 years, God visited them. You know, and God turned away their captivity. Wow. He said, there is always someone that God may send to you for your release. Now, I don't know the captivity you had this morning. I don't know what the devil is doing in your life this morning, but I see you coming out. Do you know the story of Paul and Silas? They are in captivity. In the book of Acts chapter 16, we read from verse 25, the Bible says when they were there, what now happened? God visited them in the prison. God identified with prisoner. Let's read it now. Yes.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed.
Wow! Can you imagine that? You see, so there's something that made God to come down to you. And one of them is when you praise Him. Now, in your problem, in your affliction, you start to praise Him right now. You start to praise Him. You start to lift Him up. You will see His mighty power. Bible says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. People that are supposed to be complaining, people that are supposed to be mourning, people that are supposed to say, I won't serve God again. You know, but they were praising God. And what happened? God came. Wow! God came. Bible says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. So when you praise Him, it will come into your situation. Stop complaining. Stop it. Bible says, you know, suddenly there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison was shaking, and immediately all the doors were open. Who opened the door? Can you see the divine visitation? It will open every closed door of your life. Every clothes that your enemy has placed against you, if you open them, I was saying, and everyone's band were loosed. See God's visitation taking out Paul and Silas. The same time also God visited Peter. You know, in the same book of Acts, chapter 12, we were told that God came to the prison and set the gates open. And the gates were open. And the angel took out Peter out of the prison. Who said that God cannot help you? Who said that God cannot rescue you? Who said that the end of everything has come to you? It is a lie. Hear me. The end has not come. Your God is coming. When God comes, everything will change. And that is why, after this mission, I want you to pray to God. Lord, let there be a change in my life. You see, so when God came, my Bible says that the whole place shook. And Bible says that their doors, everyone's bands were loosed. I don't know which enemy has put you under shame, but let that shame be broken right now. Every form of shame in your life, let it start, you know, to be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. And let every doors open to you. Good doors open to you. Door of progress, let it open. Door of breakthrough, door of abundance, you know, every door of success, let them be open to you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say finally, you know, that when God steps into a situation, natural laws are suspended and supernatural laws take over. When God steps into your situation, when God wants to help you, He will suspend every natural law. Wow, you know, I was telling you about Sarah and about Abraham. God suspended every natural law. Because by the time God visits Sarah, you will say it is too late. But God will say, no, that is my time. That is why God's time is not your time. You know, God's time is not human time. God has a time of coming. And I pray may He come to you at His own time in the name of Jesus Christ. When God visited Sarah, people thought there was no more hope. You see, they don't know that God is in control of time. See, time and season belong to God. Now, but let me say this very, very well. That when God steps in, natural laws are suspended. Let us see Joshua finally this morning. Joshua chapter 10. Can we read verse number 12? Yes.
Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon.
Wow, verse 13.
And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people have avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and instead not to go down about a whole day.
A whole day. Well, because God wants to help His own people. So, Joshua, he commanded the sun, the moon, to stand. He commanded. Can you see now? So, you have a role to play. When God wants to visit, you must speak like God. Can you see? You must declare as God. You must open the channels for God to come in. You must have the faith. You need faith to bring down God into your life. You need right word to bring God into your life. You need praise and worship to bring down God to your life. Can you see that? You need it. Now, the Bible says that they prayed and God suspended sun and the moon. What a miracle. I'm leaving to the hands of God. May the hands of God bring your miracle this morning. Thank you for listening. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a rich Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books on various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.